From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Mangiapinto. Utah has shelved plans to buy millions of dollars worth of a controversial anti-malaria drug to treat COVID-19 patients. But last month, the state paid a local compounding pharmacy for a separate $800,000 order. Now there are questions about whether the company was actually licensed to mass produce the medication. KUER's Andrew Becker reports.
Governor Gary Herbert's legal team is reviewing whether Draper-based Meds in Motion had the required state and federal licenses to produce large quantities of hydroxychloroquine. That's according to a spokesman for the state's COVID-19 task force. It's one of several questions surrounding the March 31st deal to buy 20,000 treatments. Meds in Motion CEO Dan Richards could not be reached for comment. State licensing officials declined to comment, citing the pending legal review. State records show that Meds in Motion is licensed to compound or dispense medications at a retail level, but not to mass produce. Andrew Becker, KUER News.
The number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Utah rose to more than 4,000 over the weekend, and so far nearly 96,000 people have been tested, according to the Utah Department of Health. Sunday marked the first time in 10 days that no deaths were reported. Still, the state has had 41 COVID-19-related deaths. As of this weekend, more than 1,500 people have recovered. On the Navajo Nation, increased testing for the coronavirus brought about a spike in the number of positive cases of COVID-19. On Friday, the Navajo Health Department reported 180 new cases and a combined total of 176 new cases for Saturday and Sunday. 21 of those positives are in San Juan County, Utah. Leaders also announced 6 deaths on Friday, 1 Saturday, and none yesterday. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says Diné citizens should expect the higher numbers as testing sites are set up. Mass testing is happening once or twice weekly across the vast area, and Nez says about 1,500 were administered in Monument Valley through the Utah Navajo Health Services. Nez told CNN Primetime Friday that the best place to be is at home, ahead of Navajo police readying for the third weekend of a curfew on the reservation. A new report strengthens the case that the Colorado River is likely to see severe declines in the future. Luke Runyon of KUNC in Greeley, Colorado, has more.
The Colorado River supports 40 million people in the western U.S. This report analyzes hundreds of scientific articles and future projections on its demands. And the result?
Yeah, it does look fairly grim.
University of Colorado researcher Jeff Lucas heads the Western Water Assessment and is the lead author.
We have well-known to anyone who's been following the river, we have a warming climate,
which is limiting the amount of water. Lucas does see bright spots, though. Western water agencies are adapting to the change and placing new restrictions on demand for water. I'm Luke Runyon.
In Salt Lake City, decayed human remains were found in City Creek Canyon by a hiker on Saturday night. Salt Lake City Police Lieutenant Brett Olson says police have little information about the identity or cause of death. Forensic investigators from the state medical examiner's office are on the case. Remains were also found at Memory Grove Park at the mouth of the canyon last year. A study from the National Wildlife Federation highlights areas where lands are being opened to oil and gas development. In many of those areas, locals are already fighting to preserve hunting and recreational economies. Lead researcher Aaron Kindle says energy development adds to stressors like housing and the growing number of people heading into the backcountry. He says without some preservation, we all lose out.
One day we're going to look up, you know, and our livelihoods and our hunting traditions and our outdoor spaces are going to be really hard to maintain. And that's troublesome for a lot of us who really highly value having wildlife in wild places.
Kindle says lands that are just leased but not developed are also a problem. They limit what can be done in those areas without generating royalties from oil or gas production. I'm Diane Mangiapinto, KUER News.